passive aggressive, Dominique. It's not working out. Like, that's not what we discussed.
I know.
We didn't discuss. They'll change your number. Like, you just get on, just get into the greasy.
Get into it, Dominique.
Yeah, look, okay. So, obviously, tried calling you before. Nonetheless, yeah, practically, I want you back. And, yeah.
And keep going.
We gave you 8 minutes to think about this, Dominique.
What a terrible...
Yeah, I don't know what I've done bad.
Listen, well, tell her why you want her back. Not, you can't just say, I want you back, and then think that's everything's going to be forgotten. You've got to tell her why you want her back.
Yeah, look, she was Giselle, Jazz, you were my first girlfriend. We had a lot of good times together. You know, you're beautiful, you're smart, you are hot-headed sometimes, but, you know, that's why I do like you. That's honestly why I do. So...
Well, she's not a pushover, you mean? Like, she says what she feels.
Yeah, she, like, no
so
bullshit
she's a strong,
with her.
She's a strong woman.
She's very strong.
And you like that because, what, you don't want a pushover in your life. You want someone who stands up for what they want in life and...
Yeah, exactly.
You've grown to realise...
challenges you.
That, why am I doing the greasing? Dominic, keep going.
Because you're good at it.
Yeah, I'm great at it. I've had a lot of practice.
All right, so, yeah, and then you want her back, right? You want her back. Giselle, he wants you back. What's the deal?
Okay. I'm going to say straight up, the deal is no.
Mm.
You know, we were together for a long time. You know, we're still young. A lot of stuff happened in between. You know, I'm pretty
like
sure,
what?
I don't know if he told you the full story.
Yes. Well, he told me that he might have, you know, had a wandering eye.
And then realized
the error of his way, which a lot of young men do. We're dumb when we're young. Dumb as. Like, really
and
stupid.
And we're on our break.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're on the break.
Yeah.
And then, and Giselle,
is
have you been...
Is that all he's
you,
done, Giselle?
Sorry?
Is that it as far as you're concerned? That's all he's done? Just the wandering eye?
Well, it wasn't just the wandering eye. He actually started talking to somebody else. She started hanging around a group of friends, and they got kind of close.
So it was the wandering eye of the penis that you're worried about, not the actual wandering eye of the head.
Nobody's second option here. First and first only.
Well, you can't argue with that. I would argue, but then I don't want to be called a gaslighter, so I'll just sit back here twiddling my thumbs, Ned Flanders style. And ugly dogly. Where do we go from here, Dominic?
Well, now I'm starting to think I caught for the wrong segment. I should have been the one that, you know, where they're single and they ask 10 questions and whoever's last on the line, they go on a date.
Right.
Wow, TMI. You're all trying to get another date while Giselle's still here and you haven't even finished the apology.
See? He's just burning his own bridges. That's what he does.
Giselle, is this what he does? He stands on a bridge, he covers it in kerosene, and lights it up.
Interested.
That's true.
That's what he can say. Like, he's just, you've got a long way to go, Dom. You've got a lot to learn out of life.
Giselle, do you miss him, though? Like, I know that you've got problems with him and you want to be your own woman and you don't want him back in your life, obviously, but do you miss a part of him?
A little. Look, it was good to have someone, you know, to confide in, to be with, to do things with, but everything else, I know, I don't miss.
Mm.
Once it's gone, you know. I'm not that kind of person.
Oh, you're a light switch type of girl. You flick,
pretty much.
Once the switch is flicked, that's the end.
That's it. There's no, like, there's no second chances for me in life, you know. You've got one shot. You know, if you're going to blow that...
Giselle, is there anyone on the horizon that's trying to romance you now behind the scenes?
No, absolutely not.
I heard you're a beautiful girl. I find that hard to believe. There's no one out there, you know, DMing you or...
You know what? Honestly, in, like, today's society, it's really hard just to meet someone, you know, who's going to be truthful to you, loyal, support you, be respective, you know.
What a fantasy. What a fantasy.
No, it's not a fantasy. There's guys out there. Don't worry.
It's not a fantasy. Like, you know, they're very small, simple things to ask for, you know. And, you know, as a woman, you shouldn't need to fight for that. You know, that's
good
all I think women need to just understand. You shouldn't need to fight for a man's love, attention or time or anything like that.
How many people have you slept with since you're with Dominic?
It doesn't sound
Is that even, like, relevant? But no, not
relevant,
no.
But very interesting nonetheless.
For your information, I slept with no one.
You slept with no one?
Since
what? Since who? Since the other one, the wandering eye girl.
Since Giselle and you broke up.
Oh, you did, yeah, that's right. So you're confirming to Giselle now you did have sex with the other girl?
No,
I
didn't say that.
Yeah, wow. This segment's going great, isn't it?
No, I didn't say that.
He didn't say that, Kyle.
No, I'm asking if he did or not. The other girl, you had sex with her?
Wow, nope. What a way to throw a guy under the bus, hey?
No, he said no. He said no, he didn't.
Thanks, Jackie.
Okay, well, it's right. Over, Dominic. You have to accept that. Giselle, good for you, not settling for anything less than what you deserve.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, good luck to both of you.
All right.
Thanks, Jackie.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye, Giselle. Bye, Dominic.
Hey, Kyle. Bye.
Bye.
Kyle and Jackie O. You are somewhere in Beverly Hills. Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Shaboozy's A Bar Song is one of the biggest songs of the year. Jackie O snuck backstage at the iHeartRadio Music Festival to give him a little present.
Your song, A Bar Song, Tipsy, has just been massive. Yeah, it's been number one for weeks. Ooh. And you have gone double platinum. So we wanted to present you with this.
Australia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Check out the full moment on iHeart right now. Daily Mail Australia. Everything you need to know now.
Will and Woody.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Members save more at 7-Eleven. Pick up a regular coffee with your choice of milk, including oat or soy, at selected stores. Just $1.50 when you scan the My 7-Eleven app. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier. T's and C's apply.
Hamilton is now playing at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. And there are great seats available through to October. Don't miss out, Sydney. Book at Ticketmaster.
It's Brit and Laura's Breakfast Bite.
Some people wake up to a sharp shock every morning.
Ice cold yogurt or hot coffee should give you pleasure, not pain.
So if you've got sensitive teeth, try Sensodyne toothpaste. It works.
Nobody does sensitivity like Sensodyne. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Did somebody say snacks on deck? Whether you want to be stacking spicy chips or protein ballin', Menu Log's out here saving your craving, delivering snacks when you need them.
Did somebody say Menu Log?
If you're struggling with the cost of living, you know it's tough out there, but your sleep apnea should never take a back seat. That's why you should speak to Sauvé CPAP Clinic, your one-stop shop for all things sleep apnea. Sauvé are offering $250 trade-in when you upgrade any old CPAP machine to the ResMed's latest AirSense 11 auto set for only $1,830, saving over $200. Take advantage of this exclusive Sauvé offer to invest in a better sleep without breaking the bank. Stop snoring now with Sauvé. Visit sauve.com.au, that's S-O-V-E, or call 1-300-76-2939.
T's and C's apply. CPAP is used for obstructive sleep apnea treatment. Always follow the directions for use. When considering whether CPAP is right for you, speak to your doctor. Save price calculated from supplier's listed price at the time of preparation.
It's going! Sold! Congratulations!
When making the decision to sell your home, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You need an experienced agent you can trust. Barry Plant Real Estate has been selling homes in Victoria for 45 years, with over 130,000 homes sold in the last 15 years alone. So for the knowledge and experience you need to sell your home, speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Stop what you're doing, because the Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals half-price vitamin sale is on now. There's Blackmore, Swiss, Caruso's, Henry Bloom's, Manuka Health, half price. Bioglan, Nature's Own, Go Healthy, Inner Health, half price. Nature's Way, LifeSpace, Synovus, half price. And Wagner Vitamins are half price. Plus find more half-price vitamins in-store and online. Sale ends September 29th. Excludes exclusive bulk sizes, retail limits apply. Manuka Honey not available in WA. For half-price vitamins, shop at Chemist Warehouse and stop paying too much.
How about this? Buy new and used cars from all around the country and get it financed all in one place.
Yeah, but what about drive off in no time, use the CompBank app to find and finance your dream car?
Love that.
Thanks.
But no.
Forget the jingle. Find and finance your dream car all in one place. Search cars in the CompBank app. Applications are subject to credit approval. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Get half price off the Emco beauty range now at Chemist Warehouse with the half price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends September 29.
Here's Melbourne traffic.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
G'day there, got a broken down truck for the Monash outbound just after the exit of the Burnley Tunnel. The left-hand lane closed, speeds down at 40. A few brake lights on the Tuller from Buller Road to Ranmore. The road, this is following an earlier broken down truck. Delays the Westgate inbound from the Princes Freeway to Williamstown Road, then Patchy Pass to Bolsey. The Mornington Peninsula Freeway is flowing inbound from Eastlake Pass Thompson Road. Works in Burwood on the Burwood Highway. Citybound just after Station Street. Down to one lane, speeds down to 40, of course, and Arthur Street's in Alden, a speed trap. If your home is packed to peak hour traffic, save this or the things you love with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au, the kings of storage, moving, and more. The Kisscast, the cloudy one atop a 23 on the menu. Right now, it's 11 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh. As Australia's number one dishwashing liquid, one squirt is enough to ensure sparkling clean dishes first time, every time.
Kiss 101.1.
The Carlton champion takes home Charlie. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, Patrick Cripps has won his second Brownlow medal. The Carlton skipper polled a record 45 votes to take out the award ahead of Collingwood's Nick Dacos. Port Adelaide midfielder Zach Butters finished third last night. A man has been found with stab wounds in Geelong Street. Police were called to Irwin Court in Whittington around 7:30 last night. A man taken to hospital in a serious condition. Ambulance Victoria will put a new pay deal to its members today in the long-running stoush with the Allan government. Most paramedics will receive a 17% rise over 4 years, 20% for experienced members. Two teens and an 11-year-old boy have been injured, one critically, after an allegedly stolen car collided with a truck in Shepparton. And another anxious wait for homeowners today with the Reserve Bank meeting to make a call on interest rates. Most economists predicting the board will not follow the lead of central banks in the United States, Canada and Europe, which have cut their cash rates. Your sport check coming up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Brownlow night, and West Coast's number one draft pick Harley Reid has taken out the Goal of the Year award for his burst out of the middle against Melbourne in round 10. Collingwood forward Bobby Hill has won Mark of the Year for a massive hanger against North in round 14. And Melbourne Storm likely to go in unchanged for Friday night's prelim against the Roosters. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
Stay on top of your game this hay fever season with Telfast 180 milligrams. Available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Cloudy across Melbourne today. Chance of some showers tonight. A top of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, rain easing at 15. Then a shower or two Thursday. Right now in Geelong, it's 12. In Frankston, it's 11. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Only on Kiss.
The time of her life.
Sequin stars off your silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Taylor Swift this morning here at Kiss FM.
Yes, when you are in a relationship and you haven't introduced the boy to the family yet.
Or the girl. Yeah.
It can be a daunting experience. So we're allowing you to do it here on the air for everybody to hear.
It's usually, like how old? How long do you reckon you're with someone before you meet the folks?
A year. Maybe 8 months. Mm. 8 months is actually what these two have been together for now. Courtney's 40 and Trent is 34.
Oh, so these aren't young folks.
They're not young. And she wants to introduce him to her mum, right? Because her dad is sadly passed. So it's just the mum. And, she's worried. She's worried because she believes that Trent does not look like husband material.
Oh, what the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. Let's bring him in and see.
Okay, bring in Courtney and Trent. Please, everybody. Hey, hi.
Hey, guys. Take a seat.
Sit down.
Take a seat.
Courtney, very nervous. You're in safe hands. Hey, Trent.
How you going, mate?
You look good, bud.
Yep.
You guys are in a romantic relationship for the last, 8 months?
Six months.
How did you guys, what happened? How did you meet?
Mutual friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Was sex on the first night or?
Absolutely.
Good on you, Trent. That's okay. My man.
Trent finally pipes up. So what are you afraid of, Courtney, when it comes to introducing Trent to your mum, Bev?
Okay, well, so my past partners have been very sort of clean cut.
Right.
She doesn't really like tattoos, and he has a lot of tattoos.
How many tattoos you got, Trent? I see some stars on your neck there.
36, I think.
36.
Which tattoo are you worried about the most?
Okay, so he's not a drinker. He used to be when he was young, but he has one here.
On his arm.
It's got the VB.
The VB logo.
Said vicious bastard.
Vicious bastard. Yes. Okay, yeah.
See, that's like a tough stamp. Mums
don't generally like that.
They don't?
No.
That's exactly what
I'm
saying.
Well, mum's not rooting him, is she? So what's she got to do?
No, but you know what mums are like? They want the best for their daughter.
Yes.
What else are we worried about?
So the tattoo, and also he can be very outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, outspoken. Why, Trent, I'm not getting that from you at all at this point.
Well, I'm guessing it's because, you know, we're a little bit starstruck in front of you guys. We've loved you guys for 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to get, honest to God.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here you are now.
I know.
It's not that big a deal once you're in here.
And do you think there's going to be a problem with the age difference?
Well, it's
what age? Is there a big age difference?
6 years.
That's nothing.
No, yeah. That's fine.
So
good,
he's
guys
34
can do it.
And I turn 40 in late December.
Right.
So,
yeah, so she right. might have a problem that he's younger than you?
I don't think she's going to really have a problem with that. I think it's more what he's... plans are for me, like, is he...
What his plans are?
Like, ready.
In the bedroom.
And I have two children as well.
Oh, yeah?
So
to Trent or no. different bloke?
No, so I had
he's taken on her children as
yes,
well? Oh, that's
has.
A good man. That's
yes.
a good man.
Most definitely.
I like that.
So I have a daughter who's 19 and a daughter who's 14.
Oh, wow. Gosh,
yes.
You've got real grown-ups.
And I've actually got a granddaughter on the way.
Wow.
You're younger than
who's
me.
Who's the 14-year-old or the 19-year-old?
19-year-old.
It's hard to tell this day. You never
Jeez,
know.
Yeah.
I know, Jackie.
That's
why?
Crazy. You're doing great,
you're
Mama.
You're 40 and you're going to be a grandmother.
Just, like, turned 40, yeah, and
wow.
going to be a grandma.
Congrats, but also I feel sorry for you being such a young grandmother.
Yes, me
but
too.
But you'll love it.
Yeah.
Trent, what do you think about being a step-grandfather? At 34, that's weird,
yeah.
right? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, it is.
No, I don't really think
when
about it.
When the kids go, granddad, you're going to be like, what the?
I'm going to be glamour. Sure.
Yeah. Glamour, I like that.
Glamour, that's yeah. cute.
So these are the things. You don't think your mum will like the tats. She might have a problem that he's younger than you. She might have a problem that he might not have a plan for the future.
Yes.
Do you have a plan, Trent? I've always found the best plans are the ones that just happen naturally.
Yeah, every time I've made a plan, it has fallen apart. So yeah,
why bother?
I don't make plans.
Yeah, I get
right,
that.
Right, you don't make plans. Yeah, okay,
it
cool.
It doesn't take each day as it comes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why have you not introduced him to your mum before?
Just because I just didn't know how she would react.
Does she know he exists?
So... sort of.
Oh,
God.
Sort of.
Oh, God, she doesn't even know where
you live.
I sort of said I, you know, have been seeing a guy
yeah.
for a couple of months,
yeah.
But I didn't sort of emphasise on it much.
You didn't say what the real deal
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
It was more really my idea because from what I've heard, she might run at me. You know?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
She's an attack type?
Yeah, maybe. She might run
Jesus.
At me.
Oh, my
oh God.
God.
Okay.
Hopefully just in my direction.
Yeah.
No.
And, Trent, what happened at the dentist? There was a problem at the dentist with your teeth. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So when your parents tell you that sugar and soft drinks rot your teeth, they're not lying.
No, that's a true story, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I always thought that was bullshit too.
So how many have you had take? Or how many have you got?
Only one down the bottom.
Tell
one.
But yeah. what the dentist happened to the dentist.
Oh, yeah, the dentist was terrible.
So he went
what
to the
mean?
Dentist to get one taken
I only
out?
Only one taken out.
Yeah.
He took one out and did an x-ray and then just started pulling and pulling and pulling.
Just started
pulling them all out after infection.
Oh my God!
So he ended up just saying, "Look, I got to pull them all out," and left him with one down
yeah.
the bottom.
And then I said, "I want them all taken out, and
yeah.
I'll put plates in."
Yeah, of course.
He wouldn't take. He's like, "No, I'm going to leave the one in."
What an asshole!
An asshole!
Yeah.
Matt, just take it out and get fake teeth.
So he went in to get
so
one tooth.
So now you're walking around with one tooth.
I've got a plate for the bottom and the top, but I just
those things
too
are annoying.
Tight.
Yeah, are
yeah.
they? Yeah.
Yeah, and they make his voice sound very different.
Well, you've got very nice teeth, and he's only got one tooth. Is that what does that cause any issues in the relationship?
No.
No.
No. Oh, yeah, that's no. good. So the love's built on more
yeah.
than teeth.
Yes, yes.
Thank
yes.
the Lord for that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, so.
So he's
playing
got,
the dentist.
So there's tattoos.
So there's tattoo
no
which
life
says
plan,
bastard.
Vicious bastard.
No life plan.
Loves Trump, one tooth, no plan, and this is what you're worried about.
And also.
But
like,
you love him.
And
I
also
do.
What?
And like, you know, she's going to be. Wanting to know how he's going to be with the kids.
Exactly, yes, yes.
And her. It's going to be her very first great grandchild.
Yep.
So
she wants a man around that's a good influence, stable.
I'm a great influence.
He is. He really is.
In what creative, way? Creative, are you?
What way are you a great influence, Trent?
Well, I would say compared to their father.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, don't start with that, though, because that might...
No, I'm just saying...
But just on your own...
At least you're here. You're present.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You love the mother.
Yeah. And I love her daughters. Like
your own kids.
Yeah.
That's very important. That's a very nice man, I can tell.
Absolutely. And in the 6 months, because my 19-year-old is in Queensland.
Yeah.
So in the 6 months, him and my 14-year-old have grown like quite close.
Good.
You know, buys her phones and, you know, this and that.
That's nice.
Has assumed the father role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, let's hope your mum appreciates that.
I think she will. I think at first she's just going to be a little bit taken aback.
Yeah.
But I think...
Well, we're going to bring her in next. So you guys prepare yourselves as Trent meets the mum for the first time.
Is mum tough work or a pushover?
A bit of both.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
how do you be both?
Oh, it's up to you, Trent, to win her over.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Have you got any tricks up your sleeve? You might need a trick up your sleeve.
I think I might need something else up my sleeve, but not a trick.
No trick.
All right, guys, stick around as we meet the parents and eggs.
Oh, this could be a disaster or the greatest thing that's ever happened.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. Melbourne traffic.
Enough is enough. Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at polishman.com. Together, we can create a safer future. A broken down truck for the Monash. It's outbound just after the Burnley Tunnel. It's causing all sorts of grief this morning. The left-hand lane closed. Speed down at 40. No one doing anywhere near 40. Traffic to crawl back through the tunnel onto the west gates around Williamstown Road. As for a crash for Craigieburn on Craigieburn Road westbound just after Bridgewater Road. Usual headaches on the Hume in down from O'Hearns Road past Cooper Street. A similar story in the Calder at City Down from Sunshine Avenue in Green Gully Road. And also the Mornington Peninsula Freeway in down from Eastlink past Thompson Road. Slow down for a speed trap, Army Road, Pakenham. Is your business on the grow? Amex Business Card support cash flow, fuel growth and reward you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. T's and C's eligibility and approval criteria apply. For Kiss Cars to Cloudy, one on top of 23. Right now it's 12 degrees. It's Andy. Kiss traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We've
done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it
all. You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in Instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina, however you say it. Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken. It's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time 28th September unless sold out prior. One way excludes checked baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
I'm no dummy when it comes to marketing, so with a brand, when they claim to be premium, I raise an eyebrow, except when it's Spinalese. I sleep with these products every night. I can tell you they are every bit as good as they promise. Spinalese pillows and the mattress are for sure the best. They've also got the back support for your office chair, the mattress overlay for extra comfort, free quilted pillowcases when you buy the pillow, and free delivery on the pillows. Put yourself first for once. Upgrade right now at spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.au.
For a limited time only, come face to face with the ultimate apex predator, Victoria. Victoria the T-Rex is an immersive exhibition displaying the first real T-Rex fossil ever to be shown in Melbourne, alongside holograms, augmented reality and film that truly bring her to life. Travel back in time 66 million years and experience this global sensation only at Melbourne Museum, the home of dinosaurs. Now open. Search Melbourne Museum to pre-book your tickets.
When the weather gets hot, chill out with an iced coffee from 7-Eleven. Freshly ground coffee over ice and topped with milk, including oat and soy at selected stores. Just $3. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance sold with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Hey, this is Benson Boone.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
And you're listening to my single, Beautiful Things,
on Kiss.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh.
seeing the same. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've.
You're on the air with Kyle and Jackie O this morning. A kiss. Wow, we are meeting the parents today. We've met already Courtney, who's 40 years old. Courtney's mum's now in here. Is it Bev? Is that right?
Yep.
Hey, Bev.
Is it true you don't know what you're in here for?
No.
No
oh
idea.
Oh, my God. I thought you were prepped on that. Okay, so it's a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we've met your beautiful daughter, Courtney. Isn't she divine?
Thank you.
She's divine, right,
yeah,
mum?
Yeah, of course she is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what this segment is, it's called Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
Courtney has a boyfriend who she's had for 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't know she might have had someone on the scene?
No.
Oh, she's a sneaky one, is she?
Yeah.
Okay, keeping things from mum, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
Now I know why. Courtney's already told us why she hasn't told you. She was worried that you might not think he's husband material.
Okay.
Because she got the beautiful little kids, your grandkids.
Yep, yep.
And this man's come into her life, and as a lot of women do when there's a new man, especially if they're a single mum, they've got to make sure this guy's the right type, that they're into him, and that he's the right type of influence for their children, blah, blah, blah. It's a long list of problems they've got to go through.
You yourself can get to know him in this segment. Shall we bring in Trent and you can meet him for the first time?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring in Trent, please. Here he is.
Hi, Bob.
What do you think first off there, Mum?
Hi, Mum. How you going?
Hi, Mum.
So, Mum.
Bit overwhelmed.
What do you think?
This is Trent.
Hi, Trent.
We've been together for 6 months. I know we're really close.
Yeah.
And I usually tell you literally everything.
Yeah.
But not bedroom things.
Yeah. No. Bloody hell.
No.
Should have a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That full on. So here's Trent now. Let's find out from Mum. First impressions, Mum. You're looking at Trent. What do you think? Husband material, yes or no?
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's
maybe.
A pretty good start,
intimidating.
I think.
Yeah. You may be a very nice man, but Courtney does have children and...
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? And...
You met the children, right?
Yeah. So the children, no.
It's just you. And the only reason... Yes, I told...
You could have said that in a better way.
Yes. I did tell them not to sort of mention anything to you because...
Oh, you got them to lie to their grandmother. Wow.
Yeah. That. How rude
that's
is
how
that?
That's how I
said
it.
So, I'm sorry,
Mum. That was so rude.
That was my idea.
That wasn't her idea.
So you're giving bad advice.
I don't think it was bad advice, not at the time.
Okay, then. Well, they would have had to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually, okay. Yeah.
And apparently the girls get on very well with Trent.
Oh, okay.
And Trent's been, so far, so good as a dad role, right?
As his dad, yes. He's bought phones and just...
He's bought their love.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's how kids find love.
Yeah, and
by
they think
purchases.
He's cool, you
right?
know?
Yeah.
But I was just a bit worried, Mum. The reason I didn't tell you straight off was because, I know you hate tattoos. You hate mine. You make me cover them up.
Where's your tattoos?
So I just have, like, I have
a full sleeve thing going on.
Yeah. All up, I've got about 15.
Where are they? All over your body?
I've got...
Mum, you're not a fan of them.
On my back, you know, the tramp stamp on both feet.
And you're worried, Mum won't like Trent's tattoos.
Yes, like, so
look,
for
show him Trent's tattoos.
This is the one I was worried about. So he's not a drinker. He doesn't drink.
But he does have the VB logo.
This is the VB logo, which says Vicious Bastard.
Oh, okay.
It's old, very old.
Did you get that in prison?
No.
Have you been to prison?
No.
Okay.
No, there was a stumble there. Maybe a lockup, maybe. Yeah. Tonight, yeah. We've all been in the lockup.
No
conviction.
Does she have to worry, Trent?
I don't think so. Maybe. What are you worried about? What worries you?
That you can going to be able to look after Courtney and the girls. And
I have been.
Not get arrested or and go to jail or anything like that. No. You know what I mean?
That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
I've never had this conversation with shouldn't any be. Parent myself, ever.
Well, do you have some questions, Bev, for Trent? You might want to ask a bit about himself.
How's he going to support you and the girls?
I've got my own place.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I, you know, obviously I was supporting my girls before that.
Yeah.
So my mum was nice enough to buy a place for me. So
wow, yeah.
That's a nice mum. My mum bought me nothing.
I've met his mum.
Can I just say, mum's listening. I love you, mum.
Oh, yes. That's sweet, Bev. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
I like that. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Caring about your mother, very important.
But I won't be buying your house.
Don't get any ideas, Bev.
No.
There's something else probably that we should tell you too.
Oh, God, what else?
What?
Oh, I didn't even know about
what?
This.
We're engaged.
Oh, you didn't know about this, but you're engaged.
No, I didn't know you were going to tell her.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, you're engaged.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
After 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
well, don't forget, they did root on the first night, so it's an advanced sort of a...
Thanks, Cole. Throw me under the bus with that.
It was more like after 2 months.
I didn't even wear the ring.
Where's the ring?
She doesn't really wear it.
She's embarrassed.
No. Oh,
not
no.
embarrassed.
Well, why? You, it's a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, only because we've only been together 6 months.
Was the ring stolen? Is that why you don't wear it?
No.
You're going to get in trouble.
These things fall off the back of a truck all the time. I get it.
That's a shock, isn't it, though, Mum?
Yeah, I didn't know why I was coming here and... You know
so you've
I mean?
Been, hit,
been
that.
Hit with the
we
boyfriend and now an engagement. Oh, my
it's
God. I wish someone would wake me up. I think I'm having a dream, man.
A good a dream or a nightmare?
Dream, I think.
Right. Because, look, your daughter looks happy.
Yeah. Well, that's all that I care about, Cole. As long as my girls are happy
and safe.
He's safe and he looks after them.
Trent, would you like to kiss your mother-in-law? Not romantically, but like an embrace and, a welcome to the family hug. Would you like that, Bev?
Yeah.
Okay, you can stand up, Trent. Give Bev a hug.
So sweet.
Okay, you get around there. You go to Bev. Bev's on that low chair. Here we go. And look, wow. Oh.
That's nice.
Okay, you're lingering now, Trent. You're lingering. Okay, kissing
kiss
your neck.
Even.
Mum, did you like that?
Yeah.
He seems nice. He seems like a nice guy.
I think so,
I
too.
I hope so.
I think you guys will be a good family. It's all good in the hood. Thank you. Lovely to meet the whole family.
Kyle and Jackie O, live from Beverly Hills.
Let's go!
The world's biggest stars are hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O in LA, baby. Tomorrow at 7, former Playboy bunny Kendra Wilkinson's hanging out. Then at 9, Aussie comedy legend.
It's Jim Jefferies.
Expect the unexpected.
Don't miss a minute tomorrow on KISS.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's Gordy. Tuesday already. How good is the short week? We are getting you closer to that long weekend every single day by getting you in the most music in Melbourne. Plus, all day while you work, KISS is your home of the must-have music tickets. We're sending you to see Coldplay live. We've reserved an entire row for you and all your friends only on Melbourne's number one hit music station, KISS 101.1.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. T's and C's apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
No, Uber Eats does not deliver wild animals. Yes, Uber Eats does deliver wild flowers, wild salmon, wild bird seed, wild berry kombucha, products for wild hair, chamomile tea to take the edge off a wild weekend, energy drinks for dealing with wildly short timelines, some fairly unruly cheese varieties, and even some quirky stationery. For if you're feeling a little wild. Just not wild animals. Uber Eats. Get almost anything.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
There's a reason the word you is in our name at Yui. You see, we're all about creating products that fit with your life, not that you have to fit into. We like to call what we do you-shaped insurance. Yui. You insured.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
For a limited time only, come face to face with the ultimate apex predator, Victoria. Victoria the T-Rex is an immersive exhibition displaying the first real T-Rex fossil ever to be shown in Melbourne, alongside holograms, augmented reality and film that truly bring her to life. Travel back in time 66 million years and experience this global sensation only at Melbourne Museum, the home of dinosaurs. Now open. Search Melbourne Museum to pre-book your tickets.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
Smell that, Bessie? That's the smell of the best Aussie ingredients that go into our all-new layer Dairy Farmers Thick and Creamy range. It's what makes our Queensland mango and Aussie finger lime yogurt the best flavour down under.
Sign up with NG Saver and you'll get up to $400 in bill credits. That's $200 credit on gas and $200 on electricity. That's epic value. Even our disclaimers are epic.
An average residential customer using 4,000 kilowatt hours per year on a flat rate in the City Power Network will pay $1,125, 23% below the VDO, including GST in the first 12 months of their energy plan. Bills may change depending on usage. Basic plan information documents are available online.
With NG, it's possible. Search NG for more.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in Instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
KO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Hello there, get a breakdown on the Westgate Freeway. It's inbound on the upside of the bridge through that town lane's closed, speed of 40, and then nothing but brake lights all the way in towards the Burnley Tunnel where there's broken down truck, also blocking your lane. All in all, it's nothing but brake lights on the Westgate all the way back onto the Prince's Freeway. Inbound on the Monash Crash just after Eastlink in the right lane, speed of 40. A collision too for Craigieburn. Craigieburn Road westbound after Bridgewater Road. A word of an accident for Dandenong south on Frankston. Dandenong Road southbound before Abbots Road. If you're talking exterior paint, professionals trust, you're talking Taubman's All Weather. So start talking Taubman's at Bunnings Warehouse today. The Kiss cast are mostly cloudy. One atop of 23 on the menu. Right now it's 12 degrees. It's Andy. Kiss traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power
Through Metz with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
Another near miss for a Collingwood star at footy's Night of Nights morning. I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, Patrick Cripps has dominated the Brownlow medal count overnight. The skipper taking the outright lead after round 12 and was never headed. The 29-year-old finished with a record 45 votes ahead of Pies gun Nick Dacos, who finished a close third last year. A stabbing in the Geelong suburb of Winnington has left a man in a serious condition. Police were called to Irwin Court at around 7:30 last night, establishing a crime scene with his attacker on the run. Most paramedics will get a pay rise of almost 17% over 4 years after Ambulance Victoria and the state government reached an in-principle agreement. In a deal to be put to its members today, Ambulance Victoria has also secured a 20% increase for more experienced paramedics. And interest rates are expected to stay on hold when the Reserve Bank reveals its decision on them today, despite our economy starting to slow. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Melbourne Storm is urging Victorian AFL fans to get behind the club in the lead up to the NRL decider. With two interstate teams to play off in the grand final at the MCG, the Storm play host to the Sydney Roosters in their grand final qualifier at Amy Park. Storm owner Matt Tripp says it's the perfect opportunity to get on board. The Kiss cast is up next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members, get your tickets early. All other tickets on sale tomorrow at 2 p.m. See frontiertouring.com.
Cloudy across Melbourne today. Chance of some showers tonight. A top of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, rain easing at 15. Then a shower or two Thursday. Right now in Geelong, it's 12. In Frankston, it's 11. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. Kiss.
It's fine. It's cool.
Yeah. It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show here at Kiss.
Catfishing. You got to be careful online with
it,
you know.
It still happens. It doesn't still happen, does it? 100%
it happens.
But people know.
A lot.
But the photos,
people
the
want
videos.
To believe. You know what you got to do? Straight away say you're a catfisher. And if they are, they'll disappear. But if they're not, they, you know.
Oh, gee, you sound fun to pursue. What a fun girl, Jackie. You're nothing but a catfish. Yeah, all right. Well.
Nah. I just go, I suspect you might be a catfisher.
Have you said that to someone?
Yep, I've said it to quite a few, actually.
And have they been?
Yep, they disappear instantly. They delete the whole messages, gone. Poof.
Isn't it?
Yep. So I feel like I'm pretty good at spotting
those.
Where
do you find the time to be doing all this?
Oh, these catfishers, I don't even know what their end game is, because I've had a friend get catfished recently. Now, I know it's money, but geez, they put in a lot of effort and they're patient. So, like, they had my friend
always
already.
Finding the good part of everyone, Jackie. Even the catfishers. Oh, but you've got
they're
to admit
patient.
They're patient.
Yeah, they had my friend already on the hook, and yet there was still nothing, like, no implication of needing money at this point.
Right.
And, you know,
another
I made...
one of your friends.
I made her see, you know, that he was a catfisher, and she just...
How did you know he was a catfisher?
Because...
What was the first giveaway?
Because he was too good to be true, first of all.
Oh, too good looking
for
your friend?
No, just too good to be true in every way.
Right.
And,
I get it.
And then he would make excuses as to why he couldn't turn up for the meet, you know, for the first meet.
Oh, yeah.
And that happened one too many times. And I just thought, nah, this, I smell a rat. So I said, if he doesn't turn up the next time, babe, it's definitely a catfish. And sure enough, he didn't. And she realized that it was.
So because, it is
and
on.
I know it was actually because he was not, she's from a different state.
Right.
And then he showed up on mine, apparently 5 kilometers away from me. You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So he's
so
he full of
shit. So the catfishes, they haven't even got a, like,
but they're
different
everywhere.
Personalities.
They're everywhere, and they're trying to catfish women. And Liz has called through because her friend, she believes, is getting catfished.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. So your friend, you think, oh, for sure, catfish. Does she have any idea, or she's still believing what she wants to hear?
I have tried talking to her a couple of times, but at the same time, I think she's so, it's not that she's so wanting love and she's just wanting it to be real, that she's determined to...
Is this another really hot, like, model type looking guy? And
he looks like George Clooney.
Does he?
So how old's your friend?
Like George Clooney. I think probably about 65.
65.
Oh, your friend is 6 because you're 26, right?
Yes, yeah.
So do you work with so this? How do you know her, this woman?
Yeah. So we used to work together.
Yeah.
And we just instantly hit it off, and we were just became like the absolute best of friends. So ever since we've worked together, we've just stayed in touch, and she would always confide in me and what was happening, and I would always say, hey, just so do you know, like, this doesn't seem right, and this doesn't seem right, and this doesn't seem right, and then...
Where is this guy, and what about, paint a picture of this fella. So he's a good-looking older fellow, is he?
Yes, he looks absolutely like George Clooney, pretty much. Uh-huh. He travels the world. He is one of the head Emirates pilots.
Ooh!
Oh, yes, and he has... which must be, like, I've seen a lot of photos of this guy in uniform.
Right, so that's
true. Don't know... Yeah, well, actually, no, because I can't find anything. If he was an Emirates pilot, surely online somewhere he'd have a LinkedIn or something like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and there's nothing.
Oh, you think
there's
that,
nothing.
Oh, my, what if he's one of those, what are those guys, like there was a movie about it.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, where the guy pretends to be a pilot.
But I don't even think he's actually a pilot in disguise. I think he's just got a costume and he's catfishing this girl. So what? So he sends a lot of pictures of him in the pilot's uniform, right?
Yeah, and in planes.
Oh, he's planes. Is he in the cockpit?
Yes.
So he's just doing an AI thing, you reckon?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, because even John...
This guy could be legit. Why would he...
Okay, you can tell AI, oh, now make this photo look like I'm in a cockpit. And it will look legit.
Can you?
Yeah. And he did say he had gone... So he was originally from Britain at some point, then come to Australia, I've heard, and then he met her in Australia. He met her in person once.
Oh, he has met her?
Oh, wait a second.
In person. Yeah, it gets weird. The whole story is really... He met her in person and they went on a date.
Yeah.
But then he disappeared. Like, he's, well, like, no, he had said he had to go over to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Yeah. On like a, what, I don't know, like a, he was training people in Abu Dhabi for Emirates.
Right. Yeah.
But then things sort of got weird and he sort of stopped doing video, like he didn't do video calls. And then
he couldn't do video calls.
Yeah, he couldn't do video calls.
Has he ever? Oh, but he, this, so this guy is actually real what he looks like, but he's just making up a persona, you think?
I think he's probably making up a persona, but at the same time, so it got weird because eventually she started questioning, like, hey, how do I know stuff's real? And he sent her a photo of a passport.
Of his passport.
And the passport, yes.
Yeah.
And the passport's definitely fake.
Why?
What
country is the passport from?
If the passport's American passport.
Oh, hang on, I got a photo here. Oh, yeah, that's an American passport.
Yeah, but the photo is definitely just copied and pasted into it, and all the fonts are different, and it's also a 12-year passport.
Oh, right. And you can't get those, is that right? 12 years?
No, you can't get a 12-year passport.
10, I think.
10, yeah.
10's
yeah.
the limit, right?
Oh, he's come unstuck there. That is bad.
Yes,
actually, look, he hasn't even kept it in the line of the existing one. It's kind of just pasted over the top and he's sort of fudged it a bit. So what does he do in the, because he sent your friend a video, correct? Like a recorded video of himself?
Yes. So she was showing me and she was like, look how much he's absolutely adores me. And
guys, why would he go to this effort for a 65-year-old Dusty from Australia? What's he getting out of it?
Money. He's going to get money out of her, do you reckon?
Is he?
Well, no, I don't know. It gets a bit weird. So he sent this video, and when I instantly saw the video, I went, oh, hang on a second. Have you ever heard of AI? Like, I tried to explain AI to her.
Yeah.
And the guy in the video isn't the same guy as the guy in the passport.
Let's have a look at the.
What?
Can I have a look at the video, guys? Can you please show
it's
me the video?
It's so good.
Okay.
The effort of in this video, I appreciate the effort.
So you believe this guy's? Here, put the video on. Let's have a look at it.
I got off work a while ago, and I hope you had a great day today, my dear. I don't normally do this video thing because I'm not much of a video type.
Oh, no.
I prefer meeting in person the old school way.
Oh no.
Regarding my work, I have been working hard on a 2-month contract project in Indonesia, and in 2 weeks I will be back to Sydney, Australia.
Oh, no.
I really do hope things go well between us.
Oh,
I would love us to meet and be together when I return.
Oh, it should be
my job is very demanding and hectic.